Ethiopian traditional music by young artists from the Unity University College gives participants the cultural taste of this country in the Horn of Africa. The group singing and dancing to the tune produced from a mixture of modern and traditional musical instruments reminds the delegates that old and young, ancient and contemporary can work together in harmony. And this is the picture that is being portrayed here at this unique forum in the conference halls of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa. Max Pankole-Jarrett is the Commission's communications officer.
The youth have complained that they're not anywhere really in the dialogue or the debate in terms of political decisions, in terms of, you know, policy decisions and so forth. So really this conference is trying to have a situation whereby you can have a lot of African youths, a lot of policymakers talking about the issues around Africa's youth, and trying to come out at the end with some kind of agreement on what needs to be done both at the regional and the national level in terms of implementing an agenda which is more youth-focused and also gives the youth more, in UN speak, you know, agency, more of a role in terms of moving the continent forward.
Africa is a continent of the young, with more than 60% of the total population below the age of 25. Representatives of the Economic Commission for Africa and the African Union say that although young people are crucial to the continent's future, their views and aspirations have become marginalized. So what are the main issues that the young Africans want to raise before the policymakers?
My name is Henry Okuruke. I come from Nigeria. The youths are not given chance to partake in decision making because they are not educated. People living in the rural community who don't have access to IT and also access to basic infrastructures. We come here from Nigeria so that we can talk for the youths. We can speak for them and let them be given the chance to participate because the road to participation for them has been closed. And we need the African Development Forum to help open it so that we can participate.
I am Tabila Rotsala from Lesotho. The problems facing the youths in my country is lack of education, and the other one is teenager pregnancy, because there is poverty in my country, so they have to go out and be sex workers in order to survive.
My name is Promise Kamanga from Malawi. First of all, the issue of education. This free primary education increased the number of pupils going for primary school education, and hence government could not withstand in terms of providing the resources and the teachers at the same time. Number of secondary schools remained the same. A limited number of students are able to go to secondary school. Youths are still facing the challenges. The rate of young people living with HIV/AIDS continues to increase. Economically, government, I think, has made very little to empower the young people economically, so that at least they find something to do if they drop out of school or if they complete their secondary school education.
My name is Fortunata Guvete and I'm from Tanzania. The most problem is gender, especially girls. Many boys are going to school and not girls.
My name is Abba Gabriel Selassie from Ethiopia. The greatest challenge facing our Africans is the HIV/AIDS. And the second problem, I think, is distribution of education. In rural areas, they have no access to higher educational institutes. Instead, they follow animals. And other, I think, political instability, meaning connected to peace. As you know, the Darfur, because the southern and the northern are not treated equally. Another problem, I think, the lack of job opportunity.
It's predicted that by 2015, youths will make 75% of the total population, and currently youth account for 45% of the total labor force in Africa. However, development efforts do not reflect this demographic fact. For Network Africa, this is Vicky Ntetema in Addis Ababa.